Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, hi. It's just me again, driving past the produce stand, hoping to see a sign for artichokes on sale. Where are they?
They've been choked by the smoke. Hello, red sun and brave new world on fire.
Well, I got stung by a bee on my calf. What kind of bee does something like that, Heather? I don't even understand the message.
That is a little confusing. Liam Neeson seems like a good, chill, tall man. Even when he says things like, I will find you and I will kill you, it soothes me. Now you know all my secrets.
Have such a good day. Back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that. Heather, I'm feeling like singing.
Episode two. Oh, three. I don't have a very good singing voice, but I'm dancing over here. I'm dancing.
Yes.
This is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life. You got to laugh so you don't cry. How is everybody doing out there? It kind of feels like Monday and Tuesday have been swapped for me. I had a good day yesterday, and now I'm feeling like I got a case of the Mondays on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That seems a little backward.
It's not, right? It's not fair. Tuesdays are for snacks, tacos, sandwiches. We are recording this on a Tuesday.
Movies, apparently.
Tuesdays can be weird, though. I mean, you know, you and I talk about it being Groundhog Day all the time. You know, I half of every. I mean, when it's the weekend, I know it's the weekend. But half of every,
sure,
you know, Monday through Friday type 5 day span, I'm like, what day is it? There's certain days where different things than other days. But Tuesday is one of those days where, like, it's a little bit of a wild card day. Sometimes I'm really slammed. And other days I'm like, wow. I kind of have like a couple extra hours to like go on a jog or do an errand or two. But yeah.
But you're still looking down the week.
It's still, yeah. Saturday's far. Saturday is far.
Saturday is very far. But yeah, I did something really out of character the other day, Sarah. Okay. I went to get gas at my local gas station down the road, and I realized I had never been in the little market right there. You know, the gas station shop where you can pick up, I don't know, like a coffee or bottle of water.
Perhaps a, small candy bar.
And I was like, that's so weird. I've never been in there.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, something. So I go in there. I got some gum, looked around, kind of a nice, nice little gasoline shop. And I was buying my gum.
You're being very sweet to the gasoline shop.
Yeah.
It was a perfectly nice gasoline shop, everybody.
It was perfectly nice. They even sell burritos there. Apparently, they have like a little Mexican burrito cafe in there, and you can get like a gas station burrito. It's crazy. A lot of people do it. I've never done it. There was a little glass window right at the checkout. And they do this on purpose, let's be honest. And it has all the lottery tickets in there. You know, there's probably about, you know, five rows of five different lottery tickets. You know, they have all the different themes. Look, I do not play the lottery. I do not buy scratchers. I have friends that do all the time. It's just not my thing. I'm not a gambling woman. I don't want to throw away money. But I don't know what compelled me that day. I can't even tell you what it was, but I wanted to buy some. Mm. And I picked a couple really random ones. One was poker, and another one was kind of a word game thing. But I asked the lady behind the counter, like, which ones are really popular right now? Like, which ones have like the big
pot?
Yeah, which ones have the big pot? And she told me those two. So I got them, which I found like them to be millions. Actually very confusing scratchers. Yeah. I had to like ask a friend. I'm like, did I win anything? I'm not like clear if I did. Because like, I feel like this one hand that says I'd win $500 looks better to me than the dealer hand. They're like, no, I don't think so. But you should go check. Go back to the gas station. And my friend who looked over these for me said to go back to the gas station that he often does just to triple check to make sure.
He didn't win the Mega Million California pot, which was like a billion or something.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. I sat on these things for like 3 days. I carried them around in my purse. They got kind of scratched up. I didn't do them right away. And I'm like, isn't that the point? Like you feel lucky. You're feeling something. I don't know if it's luck or you're just peppy and you're like, I'm going to buy these tickets. Mm-hmm. And I sat on them for 3 or 4 days, just like, I guess I should do these now because, you know, they might be out of date. But very strange. I was like, what compelled me to buy these? I only spent like $7 or something.
Which is a funny thing, still. Right? Because the whole, it's like, I mean, yes, technically anyone has as much of a chance to win the lottery as the next person, right? And you can't win if you don't play, blah blah blah.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm with you. I don't play. My dad used to do the quick picks. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the difference between like a national lottery and like the state lotteries, or maybe they're all state lotteries. I don't really know. But I worked at a grocery store when I was in high school. And my dad always, it looked like a SAT test where, you know, you got a pencil and you hand the cashier, you know, the stuff that you've chosen and they run it through the machine.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it was something because I was under 18 at the time. I was like not supposed to touch the lotto machine, which was only at a certain, like only, there was like one register for like the six registers at this grocery store. There was only one lotto machine behind the one register. So like, you know, people were constantly going back, you know, behind the person who was working at this particular station. But I wasn't supposed to touch the lotto machine, but like there was some weird loophole where I could, if they only did quick picks, which means that they didn't choose their own numbers. And I have no idea why that is less gambling and therefore like less harmful for a child to be a part of. I mean, literally, like I put this thing into a machine and it went like, meh, meh, you know, it looked like a receipt basically. Yeah. And then you give it back to the person and they either win or not.
I don't know how it works. I really don't.
Never made any sense to me. Yeah. It just.
Yeah. And even I'm like, wait, I'm going to bring these back to that woman who was behind the counter. Is she like all knowing scratcher gal? Like she's going to be able to tell me if my poker hand is, better than
so
that deal.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
It's such a strange thing.
I'm glad you're bringing this up because I know this is in California recently. Like within the last few weeks, there was some, I know it was Mega Millions because it was on the news, you know, and people were just sort of talking about it. And I love a good convenience store, you know, so you always have people who are just like in there playing lotto, like scratching at the counter where you're like, can you scratch like next to the counter so I could like come and go? people take it really seriously. And there was this whole thing about how nobody knew who had won the big $1 billion thing, but it had apparently been sold. Like that was traceable, but who it was had not come forward. And so I'm like, okay, if it's traceable, then it almost reminds me of like Willy Wonka, right? When like Charlie has the golden ticket and he's like, I have a golden ticket. And everyone's like, oh my God. And I'm like, hold on to it. Oh God, someone's going to steal it from you. It's like, I feel the same way about like, it's like the winning lotto ticket. Like, is someone just going to like, you know, burn my house down and get that ticket? They probably would if they knew they could become a billionaire. Yeah,
I think so. I think for sure.
I guess they could probably trace it back to me and then they'd be in trouble.
I feel like this whole like scratcher lottery thing is such a huge mystery to me. And I think maybe that's what compelled me, as I was like, I had one birthday and a friend gave me the amount of years he basically gave me, I don't know what it was. I think it was like my 40th birthday. He gave me $40 worth of scratchers, you know, and it was a really fun birthday gift because we did it at my house and it was like part of the party and it was fun and I enjoyed it. And I kind of thought, I guess I'm sort of missing out. I think the mystery behind it and like, it's a mystery enough as it is to manage my own finances, you know? And it's like, I'd rather put my brain energy into managing my real money than like, I don't know, playing these risky games. Maybe this came up because I recently went to see my financial advisor. And I, like I mentioned on the show, right before I left for my trip, I've been trying to really maximize on a lot of these high interest rates right now for like CDs, you know, kind of the very low impact, like conservative investing. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, I'm not talking about like stocks. I'm talking about like money market savings accounts that have high interest rates and that kind of thing. And I'm really trying to understand it as best as I can so I can make these good decisions, you know, now in my life. And it's complicated as it is. Like I think I realize as I'm doing these, taking these investing opportunities, I'm still very conservative, you know? And so it kind of reflects on me, like not really wanting to spend $7 on a scratcher. It's like, I'm not there yet. Maybe I will take more risks because you get more payoff if you do more risk. It's just the probability is lower. But if you do win, you win a lot or you make a lot of money. You're not going to make a lot if you stay super conservative. You know, it's this game that it always felt like a real life monopoly that never really appealed to me. And I think I just want to like break the code, you know, because I might buy more. I might be into it now.
You might be a lotto person. It's really weird. I think that's totally
cool. I'm changing, Sarah.
Totally cool. I might be a lotto person too in the future. In fact, maybe I'll go out and buy a little something when we're done with this show.
You should, Sarah. When you're having a good day, you're having like an extra good day.
Well, I don't have to, but I'm going to.
Do it, girlfriend. I support you.
I really love a good convenience store.
Let me know how it goes.
I do.
Same.
It's in, you know, we're talking about like the burrito and just like the like various things.
You would so rock a burrito from this. I know you. You would have already gotten many burritos from this place.
I don't know if many. But
maybe
it's a good burrito and then I would get money. My old house, I talked about going to the market down the street quite often because it was the only place I could walk to.
Ad nauseum.
So I was there all the time. And, you know, it was people watching. Their coffee was garbage, but sometimes in a pinch, I wasn't going to knock it. First thing in the morning, if I was busy, I was out of beans.
Better than
nothing. Let's do it. And all the other various things. Like, I would buy, like, weird earplugs from there sometimes where I'm like, where are my earplugs? I don't know where my earplugs are. Sam's will have it. They always had, like, one of everything. It was a great convenience store. Uh-huh. But I don't go there because I don't live right next door anymore. So it would be, I don't know, out of the way. But, you know, you could say, well, they're all sort of the same store, right? Convenience store, corner store, liquor store, mini mart, you know, whatever you want to call it. Not true. Not true. They are very different. They have different vibes. The people working there, they're
curated differently.
They
too.
Set the tone, you know?
They do.
And sometimes the people... you get to know people's schedule, right? It's like, if I'm always going for vitamin water, I don't know when we're going to wrap this up. It'll be, you know, afternoon on the West Coast. It's like, then I'm always going to see the same person behind the counter. I'm likely to. And sometimes that person is not very nice, but that doesn't bother me. In fact, it fuels me. I want to turn their day around. Like, I will kill them with kindness unless they accuse me of stealing something, which has happened.
Which has happened.
And we've talked about it. But I have one. This is a really disgusting story. So I'm just gonna say it. When I was in college, many moons ago, I had three roommates and it was college, you know? So it was like a weekend and there was a 7-Eleven that was walkable from our apartment. And it was kind of like in the middle of it. There was nothing else around the 7-Eleven. I don't really know why the 7-Eleven was there. And it was, it's hard to explain the living situation, but we were way out at the beach in San Francisco, which is in a very residential area. Like you don't have, it's a little different now. But, you know, I wasn't in college yesterday. So it was pretty dead out there. But there was the 7-Eleven and like a laundromat next to it. And we had more than a few Sierra Nevadas. And like, we're like at the 7-Eleven really late to like get gross food. And it's like one of those things where like, you know, they have like the hot dogs that are sort of almost on a rotisserie thing and they look very rubbery and you're like, gosh, I mean, how long have the hot dogs been doing this? You know, and like maybe like a piece of pizza, you know,
something strange, some pierogi,
you know? Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's the hot food area. And I don't know, some 7-Elevens are better at this than others. And this particular one was just like, the food was really gross, like even for, you know, kind of gas station food. And one of my roommates was like, I want some pizza. And he wasn't in his right mind thinking clearly. And some other guy was in there and like was like, you know, because it was like a glass door that you had to open and like take it off the shelf thing. And some other guy is like in front of us and opens the shelf and like also grabs something. But while he does, he sneezes into the like chamber, he sneezes like onto the food.
Oh boy.
And my roommate, his name was Dave. I will keep his surname out of the public. Hello Dave, wherever you may be. He was like, I don't care, I'm still gonna buy it. And we were like, no, God, don't do it. Do not get this. And he was like, get away from me, I'm doing it. And he did. It was a horrific moment that ended up being a funny thing that none of us could stop telling everybody that we met from that day forward. We were like, and then Dave ate the pizza that was sneezed on.
Oh boy. Did he get sick?
No. I mean, I don't know.
No, he was fine. He was fine. Yeah. Well, it's funny. When you talked about the hot dogs, like rolling on the little spinner thing, I actually forgot that I used to go and get the bagel dogs there, like after school. I mean, this is like, you know, middle school and high school. I used to get the bagel dogs, and I remember them being really tasty.
Love a good bagel
I mean,
dog.
They were very like 7-Eleven style, but sometimes like that type of food can be really soothing. Like at the end of a night, for example, being in Europe and staying up really late, like we had hot dogs one night at the end of the night. And sometimes it just does the trick, Sarah Lane. It just does.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when I had a hot dog last, but I wouldn't say no if I'm in the right mood. A bagel dog. You know, never liked a corn dog. For some reason, corn dogs just, they never appealed to me. And sometimes it would be like corn dog day at school. You know, if you're like on the school lunch, you know, program. I always skipped those days. Didn't like corn dogs. Bagel dogs I like very much. And I like to
very much.
Yeah, you mix the ketchup anymore. And mustard together so it becomes sort of this orange
totally.
Thing. Yeah, that's how you eat a bagel dog.
Why aren't there any? I just don't think there's any bagel dogs out there anymore.
Sure
I don't think people are making them.
I'm sure there are.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout. So what's going on, Sarah? How have you been lately? I've been kind of the Tasmanian devil this last week. So I want to hear about what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Well, besides a bee stinging me on my calf.
That must have hurt.
A calf, not as in my body, not a small cow. Yeah, it was. So I go to plenty of parks with the dog, Otis. But there's one in particular that we've been going to lately. And it's just that time of year where there are a lot of bees. And it depends on, you know, how often the grass is being mowed and the less often, the more bees, et cetera. You know how this all works. And sometimes I'm walking around. It depends on just, I don't know, the weather that day or, you know, what else I was doing. But, you know, I'm often walking around in flip-flops or even barefoot sometimes. It just, like, feels good to have it, you know, the grass on my feet. And sometimes, you know, I'm fully clothed and you know, not, I don't even have like exposed legs, you know, it's like my leggings are like long. Anyway, other day, cause it was hot, I am wearing my flip flops and I'm kind of, you know, running around and, you know, being cute with Odie. And, you know, I see the bees and I'm always worried that he's going to get stung, which he has in the past. Nothing that ever was like super terrible, but you know, he gets like swollen and limps around and I'm like, oh, poor boy, he didn't do it on purpose, you know, but he's a dog. So I'm looking a little bit more closely and it just came out of nowhere. I mean, it wasn't even sort of like, oh, I was swatting away a bee or whatever. I'm also, you know, I'm not allergic to bees. I don't like them. I mean, actually, that's not true. I should back up. I like bees very much, but like if I'm having a picnic and there's a bee, you know, sort of swarming around, it's like I'm that person who kind of like runs away. It just like I'm so uncomfortable. It's just like it's hard for me to ignore them, you know. It's just I don't know, you know, especially if it's like a yellow jacket, which is a whole different thing. Anyway, the bee, for whatever reason, I upset the bee and it stung me on kind of like, I don't know, I'm looking at my leg right now. It doesn't look that bad anymore. It was like on the side of my calf, just like a very strange place. It wasn't my foot. So it wasn't like I stepped on the bee.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't my, you know, hand or arm where I might have been reaching for something, you know, or swatting or whatever. Just a very strange place. And, you know, it was kind of over before it started. And I've just been stung by bees enough in my life that I knew what had happened.
It hurts, though. I feel like last time I got stung as an adult, I was pretty surprised at how badly it hurt. Because as a kid, you have more of like a, you know, tolerance for pain. Did it hurt or did you, was it not that bad?
I'm sure as a child, it was scarier, you know, because it's like, oh my God, I got stung by a bee, you know, and kids, you know, they cry and the whole thing. It's like, this was not that big a deal. I mean, I would say if I hate anything more, it's a mosquito. And mosquitoes, I am kind of allergic to, like my mosquito bites always just, they're very dramatic. The bee sting was not that big a deal. What I hate is the itchiness. It's the itchiness that happens as it's healing. And then you're just like, ah, this is the worst. But it does remind me, Heather, of this, just like Speaking of like your like bizarre lottery day where you're like, I think I'll play the lottery today and I don't know why, I'm just doing it. When we lived back in LA, back in the neighborhood that you and I lived in, there was this like burrito place. There were a bunch of them because we lived in an area that had a lot of Mexican food. And I just had never been in this particular place. There was something about the look of it that I didn't find very appealing. And I lived there for like a year, never went in the store. And one day I was just like, you know what? I'm being unfair because I haven't had any of their food and let's give it a try, you know, before I just write it off as like not a good place. Maybe it's great. It was always busy. And you like walk in there and it's not like they had like sit down stuff, but it's like you go up to a counter, you order, and then you like sit there or you leave kind of, you know, it was casual. Mm-hmm. And there was like a few people in front of me. And this is indoors. And so I'm, you know, we're queued up and I see that there's like a bee that seems sort of confused and like just like it's inside kind of near a bunch of like where you would get sodas, you know, in this cooler, you know, and there's this guy in front of me and I'm sort of, you know, I'm doing that thing where I'm like, ah, bee, ah, you know, he's kind of looking at me like, get your life together. I'm like, I'm sorry, there's a bee in here. I'm sorry, you know, and he was just having none of it. And the bee just like lands on me and stings me. Like nothing, like the bee was just like, okay, watch this. And the guy was sort of already looking at me like, what is her problem? Like, why is she so afraid of a bee? And he sort of witnesses the whole thing. And I'm like, like, I say to him, because I'm so like shocked. I'm like, the bee, did you see that? The bee just stung me. And he's just like, he like rolled his eyes and like turned away. I'm like, what just happened? This is so weird. Why is there a bee in here? And why did it just sting me? And, you know, and now, and the only witness just thinks that, you know, I'm overreacting.
Yeah,
and totally. I stayed in there and, like, still got a burrito. I was just like, I don't even know what happened just now.
Well, what's the worst, though, is when you referred to yellow jackets. I have probably told this story on the show, but when I was a kid, I got stung by a bee, which I thought was a honeybee. And then it followed me in the house because I was way outside. It stung me, ran into the house screaming, and it followed me in the house and stung me again because they can sting twice. In fact, over back east and in Europe, I would say yellow jackets were definitely a theme. Also mosquitoes, we all got bit a fair amount. It wasn't that bad for me. I hate mosquitoes too. They're especially when they buzz around your ear at night. And one of the places that we stayed in Mallorca in particular was mosquito and yellow jacket zone. The traveling partner I was with ended up being like maybe like 10 or 100 times more sort of sensitive to mosquitoes. I mean, I thought they loved my blood. I really did. I thought that I was one of those people, but she got completely, I mean, she had them all over. In fact, one night they attacked her face, like the one side of her face that wasn't covered with a sheet. And she had bites all over her face. And then at the end of the trip, we found the mosquito nets for the beds, like in some really random place in the Airbnb. but the yellow jackets kind of scare me more because I find them to be more aggressive than honeybees.
Well, now, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I don't really know what I'm talking about. If only there were some way to look this up on the internet. I think yellow jackets bite you and they don't sting you. And that's why they can do it more than
once.
I'm pretty
sure,
because when the bee stings you, then it dies.
Yes.
It's sort of its way of just being like,
I think
well,
you're
if
right
I'm going
that.
Out, you're coming with me.
And the yellow, but it's weird that the yellow jacket can bite twice. Like, it's just odd. And then it dies, supposedly.
Well, I don't think so. No, I think it could just keep biting you, I think.
Let's ask the old Google bite.
I know there's someone out there being like, I know my bees and yellow jackets and whatever insect genus they're in, and I can tell you all about it. If so, do write us. hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Hey, so Sarah, are you seeing any of the... There's a lot of fires happening up here. And I know that this has been in the news. There's been a lot of very tragic, awful fires in the world, not just in California, Hawaii being one
Canada.
Of them recently.
Yeah, horrible fire season. Worst in the country's history.
Yeah, and I started to listen to The Daily, which is a great podcast. I know you listen, Sarah, and a lot of you probably listen out there. It's a wonderful podcast. But they were talking recently about, there were like specific stories about people. There was someone in particular who survived and was telling some stories about these dogs and these animals. And I couldn't listen. I couldn't listen to it. It was too heartbreaking. And it's just, it's so something that's out of our control. You know, at least on the daily level. I mean, I think collectively, maybe if we work a little harder, we can make these stop. But, you know, I'm near the Oregon border and there's a lot of fires going on. There's fires east of here in California. There's fires just north of here, even on the coast, and then at the border, and then also going into southern Oregon. And I went to a wedding this last weekend, which I'll get to in a little bit. But there were a series of parties at this for this couple who got married. They have a million friends, and they had friends that came from all over. And a bunch of them came from Portland. And when they showed up, boy, did they have some crazy stories. And they were talking about how harrowing the drive was, you know, how like drove through fires, you know, roads were closed. And it was really scary hearing these stories. And I'm sure you all out there, you've probably had a personal experience with a scary fire, or maybe you have close friends or as someone you know who has gone through this. And please, you know, share your stories. We'd love to hear them. And I know that I am, at least for now, somewhat safe on the cliff of the ocean. I can't say that that's forever, because you just never really know with what's going on on the planet. But the air here is quite smoky and the sun is red. And it's, you know, the sky is very strange. It's, you know, you got the weird shadows that are kind of like that light orange, you know, and something is just like feels amiss. And like I said, I'm not in the thick of it, but I really see how bad it is right now. And I don't know if you can see any of that down there, Sarah, if you have clear blue skies or if it's smoky.
Yeah, weirdly enough, being in kind of, you know, the... Well, I don't want to say epicenter of anything, but definitely a fire-torn area, you know, in kind of central California, if you look at it on a map, even though we're northern. But the last couple of years, and I'm going to knock on wood. My desk is wood. I want everybody to knock on their wood, whatever, wherever it may be. We're going on 2 years of no, like, I mean, not that there haven't been fires, but there haven't been these large scale evacuations that I have been through more than once, and really scary. I mean, even if you're not, first, I don't know, you know, it's like, I've never had my house burn down. I've had things get dicey. So, you know, anybody who's been through, but people have been through so much worse than I have. So I, you know, I don't want to act like, oh, you know, I've seen it all.
Yeah.
I certainly have not. And you know, when you talk about tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, I mean, there's so many sinkholes. I mean, there's like so many things, you know, that happen all the time. You know, they're just catastrophic and whatever. But no, what you're talking about right now, in fact, Heather, just the other day when we were chatting, you mentioned something about the sky. And I was sort of like, oh, you know, because the big news over this last weekend was that there was a hurricane that was coming through California, up through Baja California, which is, you know, northern Mexico over on the West Coast, you know, and everybody was flipping out because it's like, we don't get hurricanes over here, you know, tropical storms kinda, but not of this magnitude. And so it was like this huge deal. And when you mentioned the fires, I was like, gosh, I don't even know what she's talking about. Because here I was just, you know, wondering if this hurricane was going to end up, you know, making landfall anywhere near me, which it didn't. For the most part, you know, everyone I know who was more in the line of fire, so to speak, of the hurricane is also fine. Mm-hmm. So I hope everybody else is as well. But I don't know. It's sometimes I always feel bad when you know, for example, you're talking about, you know, fires that impacted people who live in Portland, you know, driving through Oregon. And I'm like, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, you could have, like, put me on Jeopardy and be like, what's the name of the fire? You know, and it's like, I don't know. I have no idea.
No, well, if you look at, like, the map of California, where someone was sending this around, I think it was just the West Coast. It wasn't just California. It was all the way up to, like, Vancouver. And there were red, like, dots everywhere. There were so many. And a friend of mine called them, like, zombie fires. You know, it's just like, apparently, some of the fires that got, that started a couple weeks ago here or within the last couple weeks were triggered by lightning, which I know a lot of them are. But we did have a pretty wild lightning storm here. And just like the next day, it was like fires. Well, yeah. And in terms of the hurricane, you know, I know that everybody was sort of bracing themselves in Southern California. A lot of my friends were like sandbagging. And, you know, and I know that we talked about this last week, how the weather apps tend to sensationalize. But, you know, maybe they're just trying to prepare for the worst, I guess, because it could be worse than you predict.
I think, there's a lot of... I try to check myself too, because sometimes, even over the weekend, I don't live in Southern California currently. So it's like, who am I to say that someone shouldn't, you know, prepare for the absolute worst and go above and beyond to make sure that they're as safe as possible, you know, for themselves, their pets, their family, that sort of thing. But there were a couple times where I was like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody is. So I don't want to make light of it. And I think that, you know, I should do less of that in general. It's like, maybe you should always assume the worst in things like that. And then you don't get caught, which is where people get in trouble because they didn't take something seriously enough.
And also, just catching yourself too. Like the other day, I caught myself sort of being like, you know, it's been weirdly cloudy and smoky when you can tell it would have been otherwise a sunny day, like blue sky. And then, you know, I find myself being frustrated with that, but it's like, it could be way worse, you know? And even throughout all these wedding activities, everyone was talking about how, just sort of lucky to be on the coast, to be somewhere near water. Who knows though, how long that will last. I'm not saying we're going to be lucky forever. I'm always knocking on wood whenever I say stuff like that, because it's hard to really say. I feel you on the, I mean, there's a lot of weather is something we really like to talk about on Have Such a Good Day. There's all kinds of things to unpack.
And I have nothing else. We will talk about the weather.
Yeah. Hey man,
that you can trust us on.
Exactly. This is us. We're a small and mighty team of weather reporters on team Have Such a Good Day. But, you know, we have a lot of other secrets to reveal, like me and my Liam Neeson obsession lately, which I'll get to in a little bit. But I wanted to bring up one quick thing that I thought about after we recorded last week. And I kept talking about this YOLO thing, you know, this you only live once, in relation to my trip, and just kind of like trying to, you know, do things that we want to do now, because who knows if we'll ever be able to do them, that kind of thing. I was like, YOLO is an old acronym. It's been around for a long time. And I kind of thought, is this something that's dating me? Like, do the kids these days
kind of
scoff at the word YOLO?
I
mean, is it kind of dumb?
I think there are not a lot of, like Gen Z kids talking YOLO.
That use the word. I mean, you could use something
else. But I could be wrong.
The day. Take the bull by its horns. I mean, there's other ways you can say it. It just struck me. Maybe it's not a cool thing to say. Maybe it's kludgy, you know?
Kludgy. Forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know. If y'all know the answer to this this nagging question, email us at hi@suchagoodday.com. And yet my hot girl summer does continue with this. I do feel like I've been in some non-reality, but now I'm back to reality for good. For a little while now. I have a lot of work ahead of me, and but I did come back from my trip to the following week doing this wedding of a pretty good friend of mine who lives up here, and she had a bunch of activities around the wedding day. So the wedding was Saturday, but she had a party on Thursday, kind of leading up, and then a brunch on Sunday, and it was just like a lot of different events. So my focus has been just kind of getting myself to these events. I wanted to be part of it. And it was a very wonderful, wonderful event on a lot of different levels just be part of it, to be part of some friends up here, which I feel like my life isn't very social up here, or it hasn't been thus far since the pandemic. I usually leave town and hang with my friends. I've made a few friends here, but it's never really been a major social scene up here for me. It's more been work, get my stuff done, you know, enjoy the view, you know, kind of thing. But I will say, I got to reconvene with some people I have met before and got to kind of get to know them better and hang out with them. And then I also met some new people, actually quite a few new people. There were probably at least 150 people at these events. It was a big wedding, at this really cool barn, like in the middle of a town, well, actually outside of a town called Ferndale, where they've shot a lot of movies. Very, very cute little town. And it's a lot of farmland, a lot of like kind of rolling hills. And it's just on the other side of the ocean where kind of the Lost Coast is. And the venue was really cool. It was sort of a reclaimed, you know, those kind of reclaimed barn situations where they like paint it white. And they have almost like they're churchy barns. They have like church elements to them. And so they feel... Yeah. Anyway, it was one of those types of things, kind of a cool spot, really beautiful grounds. And it's hard to explain. It was just really one of those incredible experiences. Just so much fun with new people. And it gave me hope. It gave me hope because I have been a little bit down on being in the country. And I have felt like my social life is outside of here, that my you know, seizing the day and having fun is away from here. You know, this is more like work base for me, my home base for work. But I really feel like I kind of moved the needle on this. I met some awesome chicks who do really cool things up here, you know, that I never even realized existed, that make wine and jewelry and like good, cool, interesting women who are doing things that I think are really neat. And it was a very sort of enlightening weekend. I feel a little like I'm halfway there. I'm like, okay, I think I could make this my home base. And it was a lot of dancing and eating and celebrating and laughing. Mazel tov to the beautiful couple, Sasha and Steven. I had a blast at all of your events. And hopefully this isn't the end of having a good time. I know we all need it. If any of you out there have had an incredible summer, a hot girl or guy summer, email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. We'd love to hear all about it.
Indeed. Indeed. Let's talk about your hot summers, everybody. Hot as in sizzling, not fire hot.
Yeah,
although I guess they could both be true. All right, so Heather, this is a real 180 from anything that we could have been talking about on the show in any capacity. Uh-huh. So I have this weird thing where I get, this weird thing is not unique to me. You know, when you have like an earworm, you have a song stuck in your head.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like for whatever reason, especially if I have like just a lot of anxiety in general about whatever, you know, it's not about the song. A song will stick with me that much like stronger and weirder, you know, it'll wake me up in the middle of the night, you know, and I've got the song in my head, you know, where I'm like, I really need to sleep. This is weird. Like, it's like worse than an earworm. It's like an anxiety earworm plus kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, the other day I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, I probably was just like thirsty or something. And I'm in my mind is fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. And do you know what that is, Heather?
Oh, out of context. Course. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So if anyone is like, I have no idea what you just said, it
like
is part
the
of
the little three pigs, right?
No, it's Jack and the Beanstalk. Because it's that's what the giant says.
Okay, yeah, I got it confused Jack with the three pigs. Yes.
Yeah. But you know you're in the right.
I get the idea. Yeah.
Your genre was in the right somewhere. Yeah. So but kind of like you, I was like fee fi fo fum. I don't remember the rest of the nurse, like the tale, yeah. The fairy tale. Yeah, like what happened exactly? I know it's called Jack and the Beanstalk. I know that the giant is the one who was fee fi fo fum, and like the giant wanted to grind Jack's bones and eat them. Yuck. You know, and I, even as a little kid, I remember being like, do people put human bones in bread? You know, like, I don't.
You thought that as a kid?
Well, I just was like, I don't know why this would be a line.
It crossed your mind. Yeah.
You know, totally. I mean, I also, the giant was, you know, made up, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, what do you, when you first hear something like that, you're like in nursery school. So I was like, I just like, I couldn't get it out of my head. And it was bothering me that I had forgotten all of the details of like, what even happened in that story? I know there was a beanstalk. Uh-huh. I know that Jack is like the protagonist. I know that there's a giant who's mean, but like, what was it even about? Like, what was the moral of the story? Well, yeah. It turns out, as we were talking about looking up things on the internet, there are some answers without me actually just reading the fairy tale, which probably isn't even that long. This one goes back really far, though, Heather. So Jack and the Beanstalk, as it's commonly known today, apparently goes back. It has had several different incarnations and even different titles, appearing in 1734 as The Story of Jack Spriggins. That's his last name.
Oh.
And The Enchanted Bean.
I love that you looked. I love that you're into this. This is so my jam.
Yeah. And then in 1807, still quite a long time ago, author named Benjamin Talbart had sort of changed it, you know, made it his own. And then the title was The History of Jack and the Beanstalk. Then you've got Henry Cole, who had like a, you know, pseudonym that, had, you know, had a version of the same story in another story called The Home Treasury. There was another Joseph Jacobs who wrote it in English fairy tales. And that apparently is the one that is most closely related to what anybody who's alive today may have heard as a kid.
Okay.
And just a small reminder, I hope this isn't a spoiler. If it is, I don't know what to tell you. So Jack is like, he's poor. He's trying to like help his family, sells a cow, gets some magic beans. And everyone's like, the beans aren't magic. God, you know, you ruined everything. You sold our cow, but the beans are magic. And so when he plants them, the beanstalk grows and it's like, it grows like really high. So he climbs it. And then he finds the giant who like lives in the clouds. Very unclear how gravity doesn't do anything to the giant, but that's not really the point. The point is that the giant's mean. The giant has been like stealing things from humans for a long time. Jack, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, yada, 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 wins, kills the giant, and everybody loves him and gets all his stuff back. And he has the magic beans to thank. So the whole thing, I guess, you're supposed to take away from it is like, you know, next time you feel like that might be the winning lotto ticket, you don't listen to anybody else. You take a leap of faith and it might turn out well.
Yeah.
You might be like Jack and the Beanstalk.
I don't know if I ever got that meaning out of that one. I mean, I would say that there are other fairy tales that I agree are like fairy tales are very strange. And I read a lot of the Grimm's fairy tales when I was a kid, like the Rumpelstiltskin and Rapunzel and all that. And there was always like a real darkness to it for sure. And then there was the moral. And I think some of them I remember. And I remember reading Jack and the Beanstalk. I just don't really remember what the moral was. So thank you for the reminder, Sarah.
You're welcome.
I think it's funny that you went down this rabbit hole.
I didn't really want to even. That's the weird part about it. It's like,
it's like me and my lotto tickets.
It woke me up. And I would say, yeah, I would almost be like, you know, I'm clairvoyant or something, you know, but I'm like, nah, this happens all the time with like song lyrics or whatever. I've got a Postal Service song.
Totally.
In my head
like,
right
why
now.
Did that get stuck in your head? And it is very bizarre.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. It probably was like in a commercial somewhere.
Sure.
Something
triggered something.
Something triggered something. Yeah. And I just don't remember. It was subconscious. For sure. But then it just like wouldn't leave. And mm-hmm. so I was like, okay, let's do a deep dive on Jack and the Beanstalk. So I love anyway, it. That's what I've been up to.
Our minds work in mysterious ways. Oh, speaking of, I wanted to circle back to the yellow jacket thing. I did a quick Google search just so we're straight here. I was wrong. Yellow jackets can actually sting and bite. They will often bite to get a better grip to jab their sting.
Well,
that is even more, because not very nice. It freaks me out even more. And they don't lose their stinger. So I don't know where I heard that. I thought they lost their stinger after two stings. They can sting numerous times and they will do so unprovoked. They're like really defensive of their nests. They also, yeah, they don't die after stinging as honeybees do. So that's interesting. I think maybe it's kind of one of those things that you think you know it because you learned it as a kid and you spend your whole life thinking this is a fact. And then you Google it and you realize this whole time you were wrong.
Yeah.
But one last thing before we wrap up the show, I just wanted to just update you guys on what I've been doing in my downtime, because I've only had a little sliver of it, but I've gotten back to a little bit of a routine of watching my movies after dinner at night, like between 7:30 and 8, and kind of a quick little window of watching something. But I didn't watch pretty much anything on my trip. There wasn't really any time. And it was highly social, so I didn't really have a lot of alone time. But, you know, it has been nonstop since I've been home. I'm not going to lie. I've had a little bit of anxiety trying to get everything done. I obviously was a little behind being gone for so long. But speaking of nonstop, that's actually a pretty good movie from 2014. It's a Liam Neeson movie, which is what I've been watching lately since I've been back, because I kind of can't handle a very complicated plot right now. I really am tired at night. I'm trying to kind of get back in my rhythm. And I usually watch a lot of like subtitled movies and stuff, but I'm like, this is my boyfriend. Of course, Elijah's the one that suggested watching this, because he found some DVDs for $2 at like a garage sale or something. And he ended up with a huge stack of Liam Neeson movies. I'm fully aware of him and I've seen some of his movies. I've seen Taken. I've seen some of the low-hanging fruit, but I never really saw all of them. You know, he's in a lot of them. And so we've been on this little kick because he bought all these at this garage sale. And I just kind of wanted something a little low impact. And I sort of forgot how great he is as an action star, because he's so different than your typical action star. He's just so chill and kind of has this, you know, he's so tall. He's like 6'4" or something. And he's just kind of this lanky guy who, when he's even getting like the shit kicked out of him, he still kind of seems a little
like
mellow.
He's
mellow.
He's just
chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. He's just like, yeah, like, you know, his life
is
at risk.
He is really
very composed. Yeah. And his loved ones lives are at risk, but he's still just really chill. And it kind of chills me out, because I feel a little tense from like all the work I have to do. And I mean, for the record, I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers either. But I have really enjoyed who he is as an action hero, because he isn't your typical action. You're not he's not showing his abs and, you know, this whole thing.
Yeah, but, it's not like one of the Fast and Furious, you know, I don't know, stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Think of anybody but The Rock. I don't know. You know, yeah, all those guys.
And also, I will say on this note, though, I believe I may have seen Taken, one of the Takens. It might have been Taken 2 on Max, which used to be HBO. But I will say on this show, I think Max sucks. I'm not happy with it, because it just changed over to Max not that long ago. And I may also be wrong about, there could be another Liam Neeson movie on there, maybe Taken 3 or something. So I'm not saying it sucks altogether. But there are part of the reason why I think I like fell into watching all these action flicks, there's no shows. And obviously, there's the writer's strike that's been going on for a long time. Duh. Like a lot of these, you know, shows are on hold. But I don't know how you guys feel. And Sarah, I wanted to hear your thoughts, because I kind of want to cancel. I want to finish off. I just finished, well, I guess there might be another episode or two, but I love How To with John Wilson, which you originally recommended I watch. I really love it. And so does Elijah. And we're super into it. But other than that,
I knew you would like it.
It's so good. And I want to know if any of y'all out there are planning on canceling, or if you want to cancel, let us know. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. And now, Sarah, what do you think?
Well, I hear your pain. What am I watching? A bunch of garbage. I mean, that's just me.
Oh,
but
you like the garbage. That's right.
I love garbage.
That's a good point. So
love
you
it.
May not cancel Max.
Just put
See, I don't watch that stuff.
Into my body and mind.
It does have more garbage than it used to. So yeah.
Well,
so it might be your jam.
But the thing is, I can admit this to all of you because it's too late. I already have, and you know, I don't. Your judgment is fine. I'm cool with it. You know, there are certain people. You know, when like certain people, you're getting to know them. Oh, like. You know, I like to come across as like a semi-intelligent person, but when it comes to what I watch on television, I mean, I watch lots of highbrow things.
You do.
I mean, look at me reading about Jack and the Beanstalk on Wikipedia.
You have a wide range.
I mean, I have no limit, but I also, so much of the TV that I watch, and I think a lot of this just has to do with living alone for so long, where it's like, I can sit in silence and read.
Uh-huh.
But I often am just like kind of doing something on the computer and I have something on the TV. If I'm cooking,
totally.
I really like to have something that like I'm not even really looking at the TV, but I kind of know what's going on. And when you get the shows that are like Love is Blind or, you know, 90 Day Fiancé, the UK edition, you know, things like that where like other people are like, oh, God, I would never watch that. I'm like, perfect. It's perfect. You just
but you're not glued to it. You're doing something else.
Yeah, and you don't like if you go to the bathroom, you don't pause. I mean, maybe you do.
No.
I don't know.
See,
it's fine if you do.
That's different TV watching in my mind, honestly. That's like a different type of watching.
Totally. It's totally different. It to the point where I was watching. What was I watching? Oh, I don't even know what network this was on, but it was a series about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial from a couple of years ago, which was, you know, it was a whole spectacle and, you know, it was televised, a lot of it anyway, you know, courtroom drama. And it was like, I didn't really watch it when that was all happening. I kind of knew the outcome, but I mean, I wasn't following like step by step. Mm-hmm. And so it was like this, I don't know, multi-part series. And take the, you know, celebrity out of the whole thing. It was just like a very interesting courtroom drama about, it was very specific. I don't know if you're not familiar with the whole thing. I don't even really want to get into it because it's
because we're running out of time.
Well, it's also just like, it's pretty unpleasant, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But court system, et cetera. And,
but I get
you know,
it.
But I kept like, I you know,
saying.
I would like look down or, you know, take a bite of my dinner or whatever. You know, I'd look back up and be like, ah, oh, crap. I got to rewind. Like, I'm not paying attention because sometimes I'm just used to like only paying half attention of like whatever's on. So, yeah.
I mean, I think that's, there's definitely different types of watching. And so, maybe we can unpack this in another show. But in the meantime, I'm probably going to watch another Liam Neeson movie tonight. So I will report back on what that is. We still have a few left.
All right.
But in the meantime, I don't know. Sarah and I are going to wrap this baby up in a minute here.
We're going to wrap it up. Heather and I, we're going to make it work. We're going to wrap it up like a sandwich.
With a little bow.
From 7-Eleven. With a lotto ticket, we hope y'all
win. Kind of like a bagel dog.
Like a bagel dog.
We're going to wrap it with
this
some
show
dough.
It is like a bagel dog, you know?
It is like a bagel dog.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
But a good bagel dog, like
a good
tasty,
fresh,
organic bagel dog.
Yeah.
Maybe that's even a thing.
Maybe it's like, yeah, like you were at Costco and there's a bagel dog station because they want
okay,
to
no,
buy the bagel
Okay, no, but seriously,
dogs.
Okay. Seriously, Sarah, what if I'm serious? If there was like a good, yummy, hippie bagel dog that was like maybe a vegan dog or like a really good, like a grass fed meat dog with like, you know, like a whole grain outside.
No, you're ruining
it. Good.
No,
that'd be good.
That's something else. I would like that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
No, I want a bagel dog. Bagel dog.
All right, we're going to work on that.
Bagel dog with
Sarah, I'm going to take you out for a bagel dog next time I come visit. That's please. How fancy we're going to roll.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
I want to mention really quickly, we got a note from Kevin. I had mentioned, as we talk about weather ad nauseum on the show, but last week, where I was asking y'all if you primarily use weather apps, because I find different weather apps to have different information. And Kevin wrote in and said that his weather source is Weather Underground, and you can only access it from a browser. He uses Firefox. He doesn't use smartphone apps at all. And I went on this website, Kevin, and I think I need to thank you, because this is more of what I'm looking for. I am looking at my 10-day forecast up here in NorCal, and it's really nice and thorough. It's got lots of data, lots of graphs, chance of snow, humidity, wind, all the things. So thank you so much. I think I'm going to keep this tab open for now. I might just use this instead of my iPhone app. I think this is exactly what I'm looking for. So thank you so much for letting us know.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay on top of the weather, however suits you best. Stay safe out there, everybody. We know that depending on where you are in the world, depending on, the season you're in and longitude, so many factors.
So many factors.
That, not everybody is super safe right now, so we're hoping the best for everybody. Stay safe. Stay dry. Stay cool. Stay wet if you want to. It's fine, just stay safe.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Yeah, the friend who always signs off all of her emails with peace and love. She's
really?
Been doing it for as long as I've known her.
Huh.
And okay. I used to think really? Every time? And now I'm like, I like this.
Yeah, I know. I might have to start doing it because I don't have a sign off.
You should. Peace and love.
I can't get excited about best. I just, it doesn't do it for me.
Best. That's a good one. Yeah, it's
conversation
a best
for another
best
day.
Best everything. I don't know. Best.
Yeah.
Just get out there and be your best.
Do your best.
Yeah. Best, all Sarah. Right. Well, we hope you're all the best. And another episode of Have Such a Good Day is in the can. Episode 203.
Yeah.
Which means next week it'll be 204 and we'll be back raring to go. Have a great week in the meantime.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.